Name the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Hey everybody, it's been a while since one of these. Lent is upon us. I'm assuming most of you are probably binge eating right now, which is an unholy tradition that we all understand. I wanted to just say a short word as we approach Lent, and I won't go over the whole thing about fasting and how to benefit from Lent. I did a video last week, or sorry, in-person talk. The link is on Facebook and Twitter. I'm old-fashioned, I suppose. So I think it's also being sent out in your groups. But I was thinking maybe for Lent there could be some weekly check-ins as we go in, just some things to meditate on together, work on together week by week. And there will be sporadically throughout the week some answers to scenarios and Q&As that you've already sent in, maybe some meditations on some sayings of the Desert Fathers, just so we can make Lent intentionally different. Just some thoughts for approaching Lent, just so that there's some seriousness to it. As we were saying on Wednesday, Lent, you should exit it different than when you entered it. If you're the same before and after, something didn't happen that was supposed to. So I was thinking maybe to just zoom in a little bit on a couple of things, some of which we talked about on Wednesday, but just to zoom in a little bit of just keeping the spirit. I was thinking maybe this Lent we could really focus on in the theme of what we said at New Year's of being peacemakers. Of working on inside and out peace, ways to be in communion with myself, with God, with others, and to really work on communion and community. I think sometimes in Lent, because of the vigorous Lent program, like the ones that I sometimes hand out to people, we forget that those are things to do with the time that we're consecrating. But Lent can be a really good time for growing community too. But before we get into that per se, is let's just zoom in a little bit on consecrating. The church has consecrated this time as a time for fasting, prayer, almsgiving, repentance. And so it's set aside time, space, food, everything. So just like the church is changing, we have new tunes. They're different than what we're used to. There's different rubrics. You'll notice during the weekday liturgies that we do Psalms till much later, because theoretically we're supposed to be abstaining until later. And that's why the liturgies were meant to be later, so the Agapes are later. But you'll notice that we do Old Testament, we do prostrations, we close the curtain during the prophecies. There's all these changes that are happening that are pointing at different things. So ritual actions, consecration, change in tune, change of space, all of those things can have an inner effect on you. So I know last year we put out the whole concept of if you don't have a prayer room, make one. So I hope you've done that, but if you haven't, get on it ASAP, hopefully in the next few days. Don't wait till Lent is halfway over to get that done. But the idea in general, even within your prayer room, if you already have one, change your physical environment. Make something different in your space during Lent, something that disturbs your normal thing and draws your attention into whatever it is that's new. That could be like decoration, it could be covering distractions, it could be, let's say, you have secular posters or something in your room. Those aren't necessarily wrong. Maybe consider removing them or covering them if you're worried about how they affect things. Do something that draws your attention. Make that space different. I know growing up, our priest used to say when people watched, I mean, people still watch TV, they just stream now, but to cover it. Our family, to be quite honest, we never physically covered it, we just stopped using it. But I do think if it was physically covered, it would draw our attention very clearly that something is different. So try and do that. Maybe put stickers up in your car of Christ, of the saints, of Our Lady, the Theotokos, something that draws your mind into something holy. Do something physical. That's number one. Now, it's nice to create this space, but you better make time to be in that space or it's not as helpful. So actively consecrate, I keep on repeating that word, setting aside, making holy, making different, time for holiness. Make that time. This is Lent. This is the time to get more quietness with God. I used to like saying quiet time. Now I'm hesitant because quiet time has somehow become some official program, which it doesn't have to be at all. Quiet time means quiet time. And it can include different things, and it can include actual silence and quietness, and it can include meditation. But the time of quietness helps you see the inside better. This is the time in that consecrated time for prayer from the heart, for Bible, for journaling, for paint by numbers. I don't care what it is, but time that you're spending on purpose, specifically with God. Use it. This is the stuff that most people are usually confessing that they're not doing. So this is the time to rediscipline yourself, get back into the routine that you're often saying that you've lost. This is the time to rebuild it. If you don't put time, it's hard to do it. And this is just such a natural time to be able to do that very thing. This is also the time to consecrate time for others. That's why I was saying in the beginning, Lent is not just about the personal time, but this could be a time of really increased fellowship. But I would encourage that it includes spiritual since it's Lent. So what if you got together just to hang out? That's great, but maybe incorporate pray and complain together. Maybe I know one crew is doing a Lent program together, reading the Bible together. That doesn't mean only do the active specific spiritual things together, but it's spiritual by your coming together in his name. So even if that meant playing cards after you did it or playing a game, or I like games, so that's why I'm focusing on games, but doing something social, that's a good thing. It's a time where you're doing things together. Sorry, in case you haven't noticed, I'm playing around, trying to learn how to use video software, and I still don't know how to do it, but I will learn. So creating time for others, that can be social, like we just said, and it could be social with a serving lens. By that, what I mean is making time to look for people, to spend time with people, people who might have been forgotten, people that are often unnoticed. This is a good time to look out for them and to help build community. Because when you're bored, when you're tired, when you're in agony, when you're in pain, when you're happy, it's joyful and good and holy and healthy for there to be community. But I feel like we don't build that as much. A lot of people's main complaint about church, is finding that no one's there, quote unquote, when you need them. And yet we have a million meetings, we have a million fellowships, et cetera, et cetera. What that suggests to me is that the personal aspect is missing. So this is a time to try and initiate or participate in the social aspect. So I'd encourage each of you in your groups to look at ways to do that. Those of you who have the gift of bringing people together, do it. Because not everyone has that gift. Some people are good at gathering, but not good at entertaining. No problem. Be the gatherer and invite the entertainer. But the idea is to be together, to do together, to live together in his name. Keyword is in his name. So let's focus on that positive community. If you have ideas, maybe put it in your WhatsApp groups, your GroupMes, things like that. But be practical. I don't want this to just be theory. Take an active initiative and say, what can we do? Like, I'm begging you, each one of you, message your closest friends tonight and say, what can we do to help make positive community? And we're going to actively focus on it during this Lent. I know people have studies, I know people have work, but you definitely have time. I'm sorry, we waste our time on so many things. And if you're following a Lenten program, you're getting rid of some of the social media, the streaming, the binge watching, whatever the things that you're removing, you're going to have time to replace with what's replacing those things. So there should be time for you to see people and do things. Next, I want to say actively be merciful. Try and reconcile with everyone. We talked about last year how First Sunday is Reconciliation Sunday. The gospel readings were about making peace, forgiving. But make the whole of Lent about that. It should be our whole lives, about being merciful. And I don't just mean merciful in terms of forgiveness, although that's important, but mercy in general. Reconciling, wanting peace, making peace, not even just with you and others, with others and others. It can be recognizing the difficulty of people's situations that you're not even in conflict with and say, how can I show them mercy? How can they get a sense of grace? How can I help people? Actively, intentionally, like not waiting for somebody to say something. There's so many things that need to be done. And use your gifts in this. Maybe it's visiting people who need it. Maybe it's visiting the elderly. Maybe it's taking care of the sick. Maybe it's going, I don't know, to the food bank. It doesn't matter, but find a way to intentionally be merciful and start at home. We always look for the extravagant, the big tearjerker emotional stuff, but maybe try starting at home. Every Sunday, this is just advice. Like, I can't give anyone spiritual orders, so I'm not doing that. But every Sunday, choose something to work on for the whole week. Maybe it'll be outreach week. We're going to go ask about people like we're talking about. Maybe it'll be going for a walk with people week, whether it's friends, whether it's people from your Sunday school class. Like, I'm trying, my brain is stuck in one spot, but be creative. Maybe it'll be I'm not complaining this week. Maybe it's going to be I'm going to practice listening this week because I'm an interrupter. I'm going to work extremely hard this week on my gossiping. Take something and be like, this week I'm practicing it. Small goals can be helpful with big goals. Since Lent is also about repentance, schedule your confession with your Father of Confession. I was saying last Wednesday, our priest growing up, he say choose the day of the month that your birthday is, and schedule confession closest to the Sunday of that, if you're confessing on a Sunday. But schedule it right now, don't wait. Find a way to meet to your Father of Confession. Finally, like I've put out a Lent program. I don't know if I'm gonna necessarily make a new one this year. I don't know if it'd be incredibly different or not. The Lent program I usually do to people who grew up either in the same school of spirituality that I grew up in, or people who were confessing or getting the rule from me. So it has that in mind. I know that I might not know the whole community here as well as I have in other places so far, but I'm getting there, I think. But obviously, a Lenten program needs spiritual direction. So this might look daunting for some, easy for others, but I'm not handing it out saying you must do this, except for those to whom I have, if they're confessing with me or getting guidance, I might have. But it might be something to take a look at, see what you can do from it, and speak to your spiritual father, about how to implement, parts of it or concepts from it or principles from it. If you're someone who doesn't ever fast, consider starting slow, like doing a week, like Holy Week. I'd suggest if you're doing that to at least start by fasting Wednesday and Friday. But a lot of the other principles about social media, about texting, about streaming, you don't need to be fasting from food to do those. But abstinence, all these things that go into the program, spiritual reading, Bible reading, forms of prayer, spiritual projects, things to abstain from, all of those you should get guidance and take a look at doing because it is the season. Those of you who are confessing with me or taking a rule from me, I'd recommend shooting me an email with what you plan to do if we haven't already pre-arranged. I do prefer email just because of the number of texts that I receive, because I don't want you to wait until we meet to start implementing the program. Every Wednesday, God willing, throughout all of Lent. In general, this Lent, I'm trying to myself be more building community. I would like to do more visits, more one-on-ones, more quality time, rather than too many talks. That's why I might do more talks online, and keep as much as possible the other talks to just be the Wednesday talk, so that I have time for all of you. So every Wednesday, We'll be one-on-one nights every Friday. We'll be one-on-one nights. There'll be many Saturdays. Almost every Friday. If I'm visiting a church outside of Illinois, for example, that might not be the case, but as many as I can. And if I can't do the Friday, I might do the Thursday. There'll also be multiple Saturdays, and there will be, then there is an option of that for it to be phone, Skype, or Zoom. For those of you who are not in Illinois but are in the Midwest region, I do want to make clear that these one-on-ones right now are for the Midwest region where I serve, just because you're my crew and I have a responsibility to you first and foremost. If you're wondering where that will be, all of that is going to be on the website as our videos, talks, etc. I promise to have, I've now made a promise, so I have to keep it. I promise by Wednesday afternoon, I will have the schedule up, just because I'm slightly in a couple of small travels in the next few days, and so I might not be able to have it fully up. But for Wednesday night, I'll probably have a Google form like I did last week for the locals. I just want to say, from all the visits, from these retreats, how proud I am to be associated with all of you. Your kindness, your love, your religiousness, your love for Christ, your love for others is really, really beautiful. So let's step it up this Lent, and let's love one another. The great Saint Anthony, the best saint, talked about how a man's life or death comes from our neighbor. If we love our neighbor, we can save a soul. If we offend our neighbor, we can lose ourselves, was the message that he had. So let's focus on that loving community. In his name, to him be glory, now and always, to age of all ages. Amen.